You'll certainly see this radio station.
We do have an extraordinary council meeting to undertake. Dr. Palmer, you're still here somewhere, yes. So, order please. I declare open our extraordinary council meeting for the 1st of August. And we do have an apology from Councillor Lawton. I'll move that we accept that. Seconded Councillor Laws. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you. We have staff in attendance. There's only one item and that we received to as part of the request for the...
I was just going to say under the next item, conflict of interest.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to vote.
No,
I was planning just to push my chair back. But
yes.
If you want me to leave the room, I'd leave the room.
No.
There's no need. Whether we've got anyone who actually understands this matter technically, if you needed to answer it.
Were you expecting someone to come?
No.
Right.
Richard, yes.
You can come forward, but just whether or not I need to answer that or whether Richard could do it if that came. Otherwise, we could leave. Yeah.
My understanding of the process, Mrs. Gardner, I was going to get there at the next item. But anyway, was that there was no need for you to leave at this case because we're not actually dealing with matters that are under. It's a process to allow you to do your job.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go back up a step and stick with the agenda. Item 3: confirm the agenda. There is a request made from the panel of the pest plan. Which is chaired by Councillor Robertson and Councillor Lawton and Councillor Noon, the other two members of the panel, earlier this week, as a result of a legal matter with respect to process that the panel had struck, and it needed a decision by council. So I wrote to Mrs. Gardner and requested she organise an extraordinary council meeting. And that is the reason we are here. Conflict of interest... I've had the conversation with Mrs. Gardner and thought it through, and I don't believe there is a conflict of interest, as I just stated, for the panel, because this is a process matter. We're not dealing in panel decision matters or submissions or anything like that.
You want to push my chair back?
That's fine. And so we'll note that.
Yes. Thank you.
There's no public forum, and we'll move on to item 6, which is the report that you have here. So you'll see in the executive summary that as part of considering submissions, the Pest Plan panel has been asked to seek to extend some of the Gorsum broom-free area boundaries. And the panel does not have... Because it was not part of their initial proposal, I think I'm correct in saying that, Councillor Robertson, the panel doesn't have the ability to amend those boundaries. Is that correct? And there are...
I can help.
Mrs. Gardner might be able to help. And there
tell
are
me if I don't
understand. Landholders involved that haven't been consulted.
So what I understand is we constituted a hearing panel. They have some particular powers. As a consequence of work that's been undertaken... There is an issue that has come up that needs exploring, which is in relation to the boundaries for Gorsum Broom. In order to be able to progress that issue, consultation needs to take place, and the delegation to the panel to be able to undertake that needs to occur. And that's what you've been asked for today. That's pretty much it.
Thank you. Everybody clear that? And there has been legal advice come through the panel that has pulled this paper together and driven the need for this extraordinary council meeting. Before I go to questions, Councillor Robertson?
Yeah, so the legal advice is the panel could satisfy themselves that no further consultation was required, so that if there is a proposal of any sort and it has a boundary, you could reasonably expect that boundary could change. However, The legal advice and what the panel proposed would be to consult people whose farms or properties fall into a gorse and broom free area potentially.
Mm-hmm.
That is a different boundary, and I, neither's right nor wrong, but it's more robust, and the legal opinion is it's more robust to consult. So the staff would consult, and the responses would come back to the panel to consider. Yep.
Right, thank you. Councillor Laws.
Well, I'm really interested in the precedent here, because as I understand it, pest plan goes out, you've heard a recommendation that you think maybe we're going to make a decision around extending this. So we're now having an extraordinary meeting to consult with those affected landowners.
No.
Is that not right?
No.
No. All you're being asked to decide today is to give delegation to the hearing panel.
To the panel.
To undertake that. So you're not being asked to do anything other than approve a delegation.
But why can't... Okay. Because it seems to me that there would be other issues that this potentially may arise with this particular panel as well. For example, you've got a lot of different pests and a lot of different rabbits, so if something comes along that affects other landowners, do you have to go through the same process again? Do we need to give them a wide-ranging delegation for more than just gorse and broom?
I'll try and answer that, shall I? Yes. So, my understanding would be that the panel was far enough along in the process to know now which areas are an issue, and they have isolated those to the gorse and broom area, and so they are only asking to be able to consult further with property owners in the proposed extension area. So hearings have been had, everything's been decided, the panel isn't asking for anything other than, based on what they've heard, they've decided to take a particular course of action for a particular thing that's kind of ring-fenced, if you like. There's not going to be any other stuff that comes back.
Councillor Robertson.
Read the recommendations. We're not actually seeking delegation to consult. We're seeking delegation to consider
to
a consultation that the staff
yes.
undertaken. And the reason for that would be, otherwise it would need to be a change, another plan change later on to resolve this, which would drag everything out, and if you could put it together right now, it would be quicker.
Yeah.
So it's an unanticipated part of the process that we couldn't have foreseen before the hearings had commenced.
Councillor Bell.
Yeah, I just want to know, get clear in my mind here, a couple of things. One is, it would have been good to have had a map, because I don't even know where the area is, and I don't know the affected owners, and I may have to have a conflict of interest because they could be clients of mine. I don't know. I just need to know a bit more about that. Also, I want to know is what about other parts of the area? I'm thinking of Simbathans. You know, I've never heard of this gorse-free area, and I've been here 6 years before. I've been here 6 years, I should say, and I just had never heard before that we had a gorse-free area, broom-free area in Cadrona Valley. And I just want to know where that is. I want a map to tell me where that is. I want something to show me what the affected owners are going to be and what we're actually talking about. And also would like to ask the question, I can think of a major area where it's badly affected at the bridge going into Simbathans at the top end there, Donnie Malcolm's. Bad areas, you know, is this for other areas to get to be done the same way too, or what is it? I mean, I just don't quite understand how one area can be, has been put out there as a gorse-free area. Also, the paragraph there where it says, those property owners who provide their written views to the council will, like submitters, have the ability to bring an application to the Environment Court on the council's decision on the plan, etc., etc. Who's paying for that? Are they forced into this after we make this decision with what it... I mean, I don't know enough about that. Are they getting lumbered with something that they don't want to be lumbered with? Who's paying for this?
Okay, I think... trying to help. It's really important that you separate out what you're being asked for
yes.
with the facts of the matter...
Yeah.
Which is the delegated authority of the hearing panel to decide. So with all due respect, Councillor Brown, Councillor Bell, some of the things that you were asking for don't fall within the remit of this paper and what's being asked for here. They are matters for the discussion and decision of the hearing panel that you have already delegated authority to. So that's why there's no detail here and no map and nothing else, because you're not being asked to make any judgments on that. You're simply being asked to give a further delegation to the hearing panel so that they can complete this process. And it's because we're working under the Biosecurity Act. It's slightly different to the RMA. We've needed some help because the process isn't as clear as it could be. And what this is doing, based on legal advice, is making this as fair and equitable as possible. I would imagine, just the same as any other situation in relation to your question about appealing the decision, the cost of appeals are met by the party, unless the court decides otherwise, that the cost should be paid by the losing party. And that happens in any case when you're dealing with parties who agree or disagree and a judgment needs to be made.
Yeah, no, there was... Was there another arm, Doug and Michael? No, initially. Brian in the back to Michael.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, SCE is taking the words out of my mouth. But in my understanding is this is purely a delegation issue, and so they're asking us to increase the scope of their delegation, and on that basis I'm quite happy to move an appropriate motion, and I've got no doubt that the hearing panel will consider all the facts appropriately and accordingly.
So that you're moving the recommendations as listed? Is the comprehensive...
And I'm happy to second that.
Thank you, Councillor O'Neill.
I think we're getting a little bit bogged down in terms of the technical part of it. We're just giving them the authority to then panel to take it into account.
Undertake the process that they need to do.
Yes, I am, Mr Chair.
Thank you.
Yeah, so am I.
Councillor Laws?
I actually think Councillor Bell's on something. And Brian, I think you were just about to make the problem is that you've got a proposal to extend the
delegation
consultation, the delegation powers. And the Chief Executive, with all due respect, Sarah, I think you're wrong in logic. You're saying you can't separate the delegate power argument from the facts of the matter. You're trying to separate the two. My argument is you can't, because it's the facts of the matter that led to this issue. And in fact, that's in the third paragraph under background. Quote, some submissions sought to extend some of the gorse and broom areas identified in the proposed pest management plan as notified, in particular an extension in the Cadrona Valley to a new area north of the Cadrona ski road to address the area of infestation. Now, so in other words, there are a specific set of facts that lead to the request for extended delegation. Now, when we proposed the pest management plan, put that plan out for delegation. In actual fact, I don't have a problem with you coming back with delegation, with recommendations at all, because ultimately it'll be us as a council, won't it, who determines whether or not we accept the recommendations of the hearings panel. So if the hearings panel comes back and says, we recommend this, that's fine. We'll have that discussion and we'll in toto buy into the argument, which I guess is why your legal advice is either or rather than you should. So I don't have a problem with... if you're going to go out there now and consult on an amendment to the pest management plan, because that is a more intense and practice what it is, it's an amendment. You're saying, in actual fact, we've got another proposal here, we want to consult with you guys because you're going to get affected. Then Graham's right. You tell him. Where's that going to be? Who's there? I mean, that's not an unreasonable request. And with all due respect, Sarah, it's not a delegated powers. It's risen because of a particular situation. And that is a recommendation these guys are likely to make. And that's why I said to you right at the start, yeah, but when these guys come back with a recommendation to amend, you know, correct, extend, or something like that, do we have to go through this whole process again about precedent? I'm not going to just vote against this motion. I'm just saying I do think Graham's got a right to that information.
Can I reply as mover of the motion? I'm no lawyer. But, you know, there's three recommendations there. One of them is to consult. One of them is to consider the consultation. And all we're really, the key one from my perspective, is we delegates to the hearing panel the necessary powers, functions and duties under the Local Government Act, Biosecurity Act, to consider any written views received from the property as part of the recommendation to the council's decision on the proposed regional pest management plan. Like, in doing, as a council, in terms of giving that delegation, we're not taking responsibility for the hearing panel's decision. They'll be doing that under the necessary powers and so forth, but we're just giving them that extra scope, and they'll have to take some responsibility in terms of how they exercise that scope. I don't believe that's here for this council to basically be pest plan part two delegations. We're not taking on that responsibility. So I stand by my moving of the motion.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I agree with Mrs. Gardner, and the legal advice said either or, and from a risk perspective with respect to the process, it was decided to bring it to the council. So and allows the panel to continue and complete the job. All right. Any further discussion?
Can we know? I mean, Graham's asked a valid question. What area are we talking about here? I mean, and he also asked a question about what's the gore spray thing? He's been sitting here for 6 years. I must admit, I don't know either, to be honest with you. We ask this question because we're the reps of this area, see, and we're bound
that's
to get somebody.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah, but there's a formal process underway.
Now all of a sudden, conflicts of interest are going to, you know, like
yeah,
it's not
no
our process. Well, depend might be your property.
Could be. Then we would like to know, wouldn't we? That's a valid
no, but
question.
That's
but you will know.
You know, but that's the hearing panel's. That's the hearing panel's responsibility and consultation process. I stand
correct.
By the motion. I ask that the motion be put.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to. No other comments or discussion?
I'm abstaining from the voting. So.
Well, all right, so you're clear with the recommendations as outlined in the agenda,
yep.
A, B and C. It'll be moved and seconded. I'll put it. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. I declare the extraordinary council meeting closed.